suggestion. We put a question up on Facebook this morning on our WPHM radio Facebook page. What songs are getting you through this coronavirus pandemic? And we've had some really good suggestions. That song, by the way, I don't usually watch The Voice, but it happened to be on the other night, and James Taylor did an at-home performance of that, and they brought in all kinds of former contestants on The Voice. It was a really pretty cool thing. This has been an interesting couple of months. A lot of different things going on at our Radio First radio stations in terms of internally. A lot of people are working at home, including me. I'm in Studio H this morning, H for home. But if you listen to any of our radio stations, they all sound the same. We're all working. We're bringing you the latest news and information here on WPHM, great music on our other stations. And I got to say thanks to our general manager, Scott Shigley, for helping to navigate these difficult waters. It's been an interesting couple of months, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has, Paul. It's tough to, and it's hard not to see your face and talk. You've been doing a great job of,
thanks.
of being able to do that, but it does make such a huge difference when you can see people. But yeah, it's been a bizarre, you know, time. Obviously, we've had to cut back the number of people that we have in the radio station because we're trying to keep, you know, you guys, you know, healthy and safe. And I know that we're not unlike any business that's out there right now that's trying to navigate the same thing. But obviously none of us have ever had anything to deal with like this before. But I think the thing that's a challenge for, I guess I should say it this way. I appreciate the opportunity that we have in on the air. You know, we're able to provide, you know, latest information. Caleb's done a great job on that too, across all of our stations, about what's going on with this pandemic. But, you know, from the business side of it, I know that, you know, the way that we pay the bills here is, you know, through advertising. And in these sort of circumstances, they really are defining times. When you come out of them and when you're in them, because panic certainly grips everybody, you know, and you kind of look around and you have to make short-term tactical decisions. But then there comes a point where you have to stop and you have to look and say, okay, well, what are the opportunities? You know, and even our staff, it's like, I don't want to know. There are things that are impossible right now. But we have to focus on what is possible. So, you know, I just thought I'd, you know, pop in this morning and just chat with you a little bit because, you know, you've had some really great guests on and I've heard, you know, some messaging out there. I think it's really important that, you know, business owners, you know, really think about what it is that they're going to talk about moving forward because their business is going to change.
Yeah.
So... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're right. No business is going to be exactly the same as it was before for a long, long time. And what I've been really impressed with, Scott, is seeing how businesses have adapted to curbside pickup, and not just restaurants, but a lot of other businesses are really dealing with this in a unique way, and they've really adapted nicely.
Yeah, I mean, you could see, like, if you're a business owner and you've thought about, like, where you are in the market, I mean, most businesses know who their primary competition is. They know what their unique selling proposition is to their customers. But, you know, I guess what I would say is that, you know, now's the time to reevaluate what that is. You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation, well, I was talking to one of our salespeople about this, but, you know, Scott Busen runs Miller Maytag. And, you know, obviously, well, we were kind of joking because one of our salespeople or the sales manager, her dishwasher broke and her kids are all at her house. She has like five people in her house. And of course now everybody's eating at home for the most part. Yeah. I mean, we're all still getting delivery, but they're all kind of like, it was like the end of the world was coming when the dishwasher started sputtering because it's like, oh my gosh, who's going to, you know, who's going to do the dishes. But you know, when you have a business like Scott's is, and he's right across the street from us, but he has like all these name brand, you know, appliances. But, you know, what's important is because people certainly are going to be price conscious. But, you know, really what they're looking for too is, you know, the ability to shop safely. And, you know, if you need a dishwasher, would you rather be walking around where there's 300-400 people walking around, or, you know, would you like to have the opportunity to do it in a way where you don't, you know, you're just not exposed? And that's an important differentiation. It's not saying you can't get appliances other places. But, you know, just in that particular case, in looking at his business, that is a unique selling proposition. And, you know, he has a price guarantee on his appliances so he can, you know, he knows that he can compete. So that the customer doesn't, and that's a misconception too. A lot of times people think just because people have small businesses, that somehow their prices are more expensive. You know, it's funny, when I was, before I was up here, I was down in Detroit, working, but, golf country is really close to my house. And yeah. I was looking for golf clubs and, was shopping around in Metro Detroit, but then, you know, I decided, well, you know what, I kind of pat myself on the back here. Hey, I'm going to do business at a local place, thinking I'm going to spend more, you know, but the reality was I went in there and it was at the, if not the exact same price, it might've even been a little bit less than what it was. So, you know, I think that, you know, we have to look at what those things are today that are going to make us a little different in how we can approach, you know, some new customers that might not have thought about us before. You know, there was somebody that was talking about, you know, a meat processing company that does beef, and obviously there's a beef shortage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the average person just goes to the grocery store and buys, you know, buys their meat there, not thinking really about those other alternatives that might be out there. Now, this person is super busy right now. Like, they're slammed with business from local farmers. But now is a perfect time, you know, for them to get people on a wait list, you know, because and I also think it's tough to get freezers. I mean, because I don't know what your freezer looks like, Paul. Mine is jam-packed, man.
I've got the kitchen fridge so and the garage fridge, and both freezers are crammed full.
Right. It's but you have to look at, when you're, you know, in your business, you have to look at, like, okay, so how has the market changed? What, you know, so where, you know, where are the opportunities? And, you know, some of the one of the things that came up this last week, you know, is how are we communicating clearly to people what their experience is going to be like when they come to our place? So, like, obviously we are all horrified by people that you know, are losing their mind about being denied service for not wearing a mask, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that it's just unacceptable that, you know, that people can get so sideways, you know, about something like that. But, you know, if you're a business owner, maybe communicate that before they walk in. You know, maybe there's a sign in your parking lot that you put up, you know, before it even gets to that point of confrontation, you know, that says, you know, all customers are required. I mean, make it as plain as day. Please do not come into our business unless you, if that's what you're trying to do. And we should be doing that as customers anyway. I mean, it's to protect the people that are actually out there making it so that we have access to these things. Mm-hmm. But the communication side of that, you know, might avoid, you know, it's just some uncomfortable things that really don't need to happen, you know? And, and not only that, but I think you also have to think about, how are you going to cater to at-risk populations? Because once we get, you know, even if once we get to May 28th, and hopefully, you know, we'll have done enough to get us to a point where people can do things safely. But how are you, there's still going to be people that are higher risk. So how are we going to adapt? How's your business going to adapt to accommodate those, you know, those folks?
Yeah, I think as businesses reinvent themselves, as they, you know, those that are open now and those that are preparing to open, you know, in the next few weeks, as they reinvent themselves, they need to reintroduce themselves to the community as well and say, hey, we are here. Here is what we do, and here's how we do it.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, when this thing first started, you know, we ran a lot of free advertising for about the first 6 weeks, you know, and I mean, we're still running ads that are really not, I mean, it's really reasonably priced. But, you know, we wanted to give every business, whether they advertise with us or not, the opportunity to tell people how they could work with them. I mean, let's face it, even places that don't advertise with us on a regular basis, they all employ people. They're all a part of our local economy and that wheel that happens. And so, you know, we have to try and keep that going. But, you know, I think that what's important, though, is that if we look at, you know, like, how can you set up your place for, like, personal shopping experiences, you know? I mean, if you're thinking about Mother's Day, and, Paul, Mother's Day is 2 days away. Don't try and order anything online, man, because it ain't going to get there. So right. That's my public service announcement today. But there's a lot of great small businesses. We've been talking about them for the last, you know, however many years, the investments that have been made, they're still there. And I know if you call some of these places, they could probably set up, you know, a cool individual shopping experience for your mom. You know, sure. There's some restaurants that are doing terrific things where you can do, you know, some carry out things that are special. But, you know, I think that, you know, restaurants, you know, when they are able to open up, something that I would consider if I was a restaurant owner is actually, you know, even if you're not, if you're a casual place, do call ahead seating, you know, because anybody that's in your family certainly doesn't have to be 6 feet away from you. And it might help them, you know, to maximize their space in their building if they know how many people are coming ahead of time.
Yep. Gift cards for mom, great idea, because a lot of stores maybe that aren't open right now are at least selling gift cards. And so it'd be a little something for mom to use when the store is open. A lot of businesses are selling gift cards right now to kind of help tide them over until they're reopened.
Yeah, for sure. I was just on the air in the hills. Everybody's stuck with me over there because, you know, the number of people we let in the building. So I'm going to publicly apologize for that right now. But the thing is, you know, I mean, you can make, you know, here's a good thing about moms, right? Moms are sentimental. So even if a dad breaks out the crayon box and makes a quarantine edition card out of a piece of notebook paper, man, she's going to love that. But if you put a nice gift card with it, yeah, you're really going to be in business, man. You could make it like the best Mother's Day ever at this point.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, a lot of businesses out there have a lot to say, a lot to communicate, and that's where we come in. That's what we can help do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm encouraging people to, you know, we talk about this stuff every single day, you know, what I appreciate, I'm very lucky. I get to have a lot of really great conversations with business owners and talk about the things that they're doing right now to try, if they are open, like what they're doing to accommodate people. If they're not open, like, what are they doing to plan for that time, you know? And advertising is one of those things that, like, when you go into a crisis situation like this, and this isn't the first crisis that we've had economically, but the tendency is that people will pull back on their advertising because it's just an easy expense. They see it as an expense, and that's the difference. If you see it as an expense and not an asset, like building the brand equity of your business, then that's where it gets a little bit dicey. But, you know, Art Van went out of business. They went bankrupt earlier this year, and what a horrible thing that was. But, you know, when Art Van owned it, and back in the late 70s when we went through that economic crisis, the oil crisis, most places stopped advertising. They did not. They actually doubled down, and that's when they really became, you know, the brand name in furniture in Michigan. Mm-hmm. They got up to a 70% market share in the state of Michigan at one point. And if you look and see what happened at Art Van over the last 2 years, they stopped advertising. You know, you didn't see them in places anymore. And, you know, when you're trying to sell your business like that, one of the first things that happens, and you got to watch for this, is people will cut back on all these expenses, including advertising. Yeah, but it really, it hurts it, and it hamstrings that business going forward. So, you know, I would just encourage businesses. I know it's tempting to look at it and say, you know, I'm not going to advertise right now. I'm just going to get through this situation. Or, you know, like I said, the conversation yesterday of I'm too busy, I can't take anymore. Well, that means that people are thinking about what you have right now. This is your best chance to get them to know who you are and to actually follow through and utilize your service. And there's nothing wrong with a wait list. And so I get the, you know, I understand the hesitancy, you know, on that, but those are good, you know, good things to have. But anyway, but Paul, I will tell you this. I do like your quarantine song thing today.
We got some good suggestions.
Yeah, well, when Caleb said JT, I was waiting for Justin Timberlake, and I was like, wait, what's going on? I mean, he's even a 20-something, man. I mean,
yeah.
If ever I thought he was an old soul, that was it. But,
absolutely. Yeah, look at his record collection sometime, and you'll know that. Do you want to throw a song in there on our playlist? Any suggestions to add?
Absolutely, man. We actually went through this with my group of friends probably about a month ago. But I think Bouncing Around the Room by Phish, I love that one. And
throw that on the list.
The other one, my wife said, nothing compares to you. And I'm like, I'm like, how does nothing compares to you fit? And she says, just listen to the first line of the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been seven hours and 16 days.
But who's counting, right?
But who's counting?
Have dinner in a fancy restaurant. Yeah. That's a good song. I'll consider that one, too. Yeah. Scott, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. By the way, we mentioned that we're not staffed as usual in the house right now, but if somebody wants to inquire about radio advertising, they can certainly call, right?
Yeah, you know, and even if you have questions, I mean, I'll tell you, no one is putting anybody in a headlock around here. I mean, what we want to do is really explore, like I said, what can you be doing? You know, sometimes, you know, when we're isolated like this, if you're a business owner, you just need somebody to bounce something off of, and we can do that. And no one's going to, you know, no one's trying to force you into doing anything, but we do reach a lot of people and, you know, we can tell that story, and it's an emotional story to tell right now. And we just need to be able, you have to be able to communicate how you're going to work in this new normal. You just really do. And you have to tell people how you're going to do it.
Yep. Absolutely.
So thanks, Paul. It's good to hear
that.
Your
Thank
voice,
you. Have
buddy.
A good, have a good weekend.
You too.